AP News for this Saturday, August 17th, I'm Jackie Quinn. Hurricane Ernesto's been hitting Bermuda with strong winds and rain. The Category 1 hurricane's heading north. It won't impact the U.S. mainland, but it is whipping up high seas and strong rip currents.
Basically from the central Florida Atlantic coast all the way up into Long Island, basically, in New York.
Forecaster Philippe Pappin at the National Hurricane Center says U.S. beachgoers need to be cautious.
Make sure that there's a lifeguard that's on duty that's able to watch out for people that are venturing into the waters.
Some New York City beaches are already closed, and a house collapsed on Hatteras Island. In Texas, police are on alert around Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland, where shots were fired at the entrance gate twice. No one was hurt. Authorities are looking for suspects. Political campaigning today. Donald Trump rallying voters in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz is in his home state of Nebraska. In Israel, mediators are still working for a ceasefire while 10 people are killed at the Lebanon border. And a strike in Gaza's killed 18 members of one family. Our Rika Ann Garcia reports.
What was once a home and a warehouse sheltering displaced people is now a pile of rubble flattened by the strike. The attack came hours after officials from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar wrapped up 2 days of ceasefire talks and expressed optimism.
A new Biden administration program to be announced Monday will allow some spouses of U.S. citizens in the U.S. illegally to gain legal status without having to leave the country. This could affect 500,000 people. This is AP News. A Texas shooting scene torn down.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Work crews tore down a vacant church building this week in southern Texas, despite a legal fight by those who lost loved ones in a mass shooting there. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It was November 5th, 2017. A gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. 26 people, including an unborn baby, died that day. This worshiper, Terry Smith,
this is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones,
was among those objecting to the demolition.
Bangladesh's Muslim community fears ongoing violence after a mass uprising led to the ouster of that country's prime minister. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
In the weeks since Hasina was ousted, on August the 5th, there have been at least 200 attacks against Hindus and other religious minorities across 52 districts.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.